We are learning, we set this Erev in Daf Samach Vav Amad Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the top of the Amad of Samach Vav Amad Beis. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Lo Shmili Hoshmaitza. I did not hear that Shmaitza of Shmuel. He's saying over this whole member of Shmuel with the three things, three klal and three rules. I don't remember such a thing. And specifically, the part that he didn't remember was that when you have two chetzeres, zu lefnim zu, which means you have a pnimis and a chitzoyna, Shmuel says that you could do bittul. That means that the back chatzah is walking through the front chatzah to go out to Sarabim, it's Risa regular, asks it, and someone forgot to make Erev, they could bevatel the one chatzah, could bevatel the other chatzah. That's what Shmuel said. That was the case of Oisrin Umarvim. Oisrin Umarvim and Vatlum. So Rav Yosef never heard that. And we know Rav Yosef got sick and he forgot someone was learning. So you need a bayit to remind him a lot of times. I want to be Yisrael Shmuel HaShmaitza. I didn't hear the Shmaitza of Shmuel says that you can vatel from one chatzah to another chatzah. At Amos Nalon, you told it to us, and you told us on this. The Amos Shmuel says, "Ein bittul reshus mechatzah lechatzah." Shmuel actually says, you cannot make a bittul from one chatzah to another chatzah. He says another halacha, "Ein bittul reshus bechorva." You also can't make a bittul reshus bechorva, which means, let's say for example, you have two houses, picture two houses, and instead of a courtyard in between the two houses, there was an old house that was destroyed. Now it's a churva. And they're using this old house, this old place, for this tashmishim. So it's like a chatzah, kilu. So could I make bittul in such a case, in a churva? Because the idea, we're at an area you can't carry. Why? You can't carry after the churva, because the churva belongs to both of them, and the house belongs to single people. So there, could you do bittul? So Shmuel says you can't do bittul there. Why not? So Rashi says, the end of the Maskel Churva, he says, only by a courtyard in front of a house. That kilubar rabbanon, they will make all the dav ikka tashmishai house. That was the ikka place they did tashmishin. They did laundry, they did everything there, but not in the churva. So Shmuel has two halachas. First of all, ain bittul shus mechatzel chatz. You can't vatel shus mechatzel chatz. And we know that if you klal on Shmuel, it means dafka chatz that's side by side that you can't do bittul shus mechatzel chatz. And second of all, you can't do bittul in a churva. And Rabbi tells Rav Yosef, you told us, when does Shmuel say you can't have vatel your reshus from one chatzah to another chatzah? Lo yamara nel shtei chatzeros upesach avneim, only by two courtyards with a door in between. Avazul lefnim mezu, but one in front of the other one, where they have to walk out through there. Matoich sheoisrim zel zem vatlam. Since they ask on each other, them a vatel, like we just saw in Shmuel's rules. That the only time you could do it is only if they ask her. Oisrim ma'arvim, but just ma'arvim, they ain't oisrim, like side by side, you can't do a bittul. So, Amalei, so Ray says, Ana amina mashmeda Shmuel, did I really say that Mashem Shmuel? Vama Shmuel, Shmuel says, Ein lanu be'erivin al klash mishasenu. When it comes to Mishnayis and Erivin, we take it very literally. And it says in our Mishnah, Lashon, when it says about bittul, it says anshei chatzer could do bittul, lo anshei chatzeres. So it sounds like you never could do bittul from one chatzer to another chatzer. So by answer of Yosef, no, amalei ki amralon mishmei Shmuel elonu be'erivin al klashim mishasenu. When did you tell us this klal that be'erivin will only go like the literal lashon mishnah? Aha amrit nalon. You told us on something else. It says shamovi lechatzeres ki chatzer labatim. It says in the Mishnah, Lashon Mavu Chatzeres Chatzer Batim. We learned from there that just like a Chatzer needs two houses per Chatzer, a Mavi also needs two Chatzeres for the Mavi. And that's where we said that it has to be literal. Because it's Lashon Chatzeres, Lashon Rabim, Ubatim, Lashon Rabim. It's not called a Mavi to be Matur, Lechi, and Kairo until it has two houses in two Chatzeres. Each Chatzer has two houses. So that's where he said you have to take it literally, but not legabe bittul. So l'maisa, that's taka. Rav Yosef said okay, very good. That's why I said Shmuel's halacha, and Shmuel agrees that he could be vata mechatzah lechatzah when you have zul lefnim mezu. Gufa, Amar Shmuel, ein bittul reshus mechatzah lechatzah, ve'ein bittul reshus bechorva. You can't be vata reshus mechatzah to lechatzah, and you can't do bittul reshus bechorva like we said before. The reason is because the chorva is not yikat tashmishayu. Rav Yechon Amar, yes, bittul reshus mechatzel chatz. He argues, like we were saying before, that Mordechai had a kasha. What does Rav Yechon hold? Rav Yechon argues on Shmuel. Rav Yechon Amar, yes, bittul reshus mechatzel chatz. But yes, Bittur Rishus Mechuba, he holds that there is Bittur Rishus by both these cases. He's not so machmir on Bittur Rishus. He holds you could have Bittur Rishus in this case. V'tzricha. And you need to have Machlekes Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan by both cases. V'yeh Shmina Mechatzah L'chatzah. If you only said a Machlekes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan by Chatzah L'chatzah, but how come a Shmuel, the Shmuel says you can't have a bit of Machatzah L'chatzah. Why? Mishum D'ha Tashmish L'chod, V'ha Tashmish L'chod. Because each one has their own Tashmishim. Aval Chorba, the Tashmish L'chod Dolo Tavayu, they each have, see, when two Chatzeres are about each other, they each have their own courtyard to do work in. So there, you say, you don't need bittul, just use your own courtyard. But by a churba, which that is a joint effort, they're both working in the same churba, maybe there they would allow it. Maybe there, we would allow bittul mershus l'shus. Av a churba tashvish l'chada, not mershus l'shus, they would allow a bittul in a churba. Av a churba tashvish l'chada, l'tavayu en moed le'er b'yechlan. V'chiyat ma'baha, if we just said the case of churba, I would say there, Rabbi Yechon says you could do bittul because it's one place. Malkam Rabbi Yechon, avam b'ha'ach, ma'meyi b'chatz, ma'id le'shmuel tzricha. So we need both places of the machlekes. So al kaponim, what comes out here, which we gave next gemara, is the machlekes we could do bittul mechatz lechatz. That's the machlekes. According to Shmuel, there is no bittul mechatz lechatz. We said there's some exceptions, but you can't do bittul mechatz lechatz. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, you could do bittul mechatz lechatz. So Amar Abaya, let me know what is Abaya and Rava now. Amar Abaya, Hodo Amar Shmuel ain't bittul reshus mechatz lechatz. That we said that there's no bittul reshus from one chatz to another chatz. Amaron ela b'shtei chatzeres pesach amneim. Only by two chatzeres with one pesach in between. Like the Gemara explained Amar Al. Avol beiz chatzeres zulafnim mizu. But two chatzeres, one in front of the other one, metoich sha'oisrim, since they ask on each other, they could do them vatel, they can do vatel. When it's one in front of the other one, they have to walk through that one, that's a different rule. It's more like one chatzer, and there you could do bitum and chatzer lechatzer. Rav Amar no, afilu shtei chatzeres ufnimazu, pa'amim mevatlim, pa'amim vatlim. It's not so pashut. It's not so pashut. Only one case we'll see that they agree you could do bitum and chatzer lechatzer. And the Gemara is going to go through four different type of cases. It's going to be in two groups, but four cases. And only one of those four will be a case where you can do bittul mechatz lechatz. So first we're going to say a ketzad and say the cases. And then the Gemara is going to explain each case. Ketzad. Noshnu eruvim v'chitzayna. Now, when you have two chatzeres, one in front of the other one, and you make an eruv together, and this is the same thing when we make eruv with two chatzeres side by side. When you make the Erev, you don't put the Erev in both places. You put the Erev in one of the Chatzeres. That's the halacha. You put the Erev in one place. For example, let's say in our area, we have a few complexes. They put the Erev in one place. They put it in, let's say, in the shul in Galvax. But it's for all the complexes, one Erev there, one place. And that combines everyone together, every Chatzah together. So here, there's two places you can put the Erev when you have a Chitzayna Pnimis. Either you can put it in the Pnimis, or you can put it in the Chitzayna. And it makes a difference where you put it. So let's see inside. There's four different cases. And the first group is two cases, and the second group is two cases. Ketzah. Nosnu, and again, the Gemara is explaining each case. We're not going to explain it while we read it. We'll just say the Taich, and then we'll explain it when we read the Gemara, who explains every case. Ketzah. Nosnu eruvam bichitzayna. When you put the Erev in the outside chatzar, v'shachach echad, and one of the guys of these two chatzeres forgot to give Erev. Beimim apnimis, say it's a guy from the inside, and Beim Mechatzoyna, size the guy from the outside, Beloy Erev, and if you forgot to make an Erev, Shteyim Asuras. Both Chatzeres are also. That's group number one, which is two cases. The Erev is in the Chatzoyna, and either the Primus forgot or the Chatzoyna forgot. The next grouping is Nosan Aruvam Primus. Put the Erev in the Primus, in the inside one, Veshachach Echem Primus, La Erev, and Shteyim Asuras. Shachach Echem Mechatzoyna, one of the outside forgot, La Erev, Primus Muteras, because we'll see he could do Bittel. V'chitzoyna asura, and the chitzoyna is asur. So that is our four cases. And now let's see more explaining. Nostu eruvim v'chitzoyna. They put the eruv in the outside chatzah. V'shachach echad b'emen ha'primis b'emen chitzoyna v'la'iruv shteyim asuris. What's the pshat? What can they do bittul? So more explains. Hai bar primis. Let's say you put the eruv in the chitzoyna, and there's five guys living in the outside, five houses on the inside. One guy from the inside forgets to give an eruv. Hi, Bar Primus, he forgot to make Erev. So what should you do? Lema Nevatel. Who should you invite to? Levatel bnei pnimis, if he's a vatel to the pnimis only, lesser ruvayu gabayu. The Erev is not there. So what's the problem with that? So let's analyze this. If you mevatel to the bnei pnimis, his reshus, and therefore the pnimis will be mutter for himself, the halacha will be is only the pnimis will be mutter anyway, not the chitzayna. Why? Because the pnimis still walk out on the chitzayna. I can tell me the pnimis is regular b'mkaimu muteras, because now that one of them mevatel the other one's the mutter, but he is also still, the guy who didn't do the Erev. Who did the bittul? He still can't carry into his own chatzar, so he was still asked as drisa regal. So even if he was vatal to the primus, the chatzar will still be a surah. But we're asking at least the primus should be mutter. Let him vatal make primus be mutter. So Gemara says no. Lesser revai gabai. What does that mean? The loch is that when you make bittul, like we're seeing more later on, you have to vatal to every single person in your erev, including the outside guys. And here you can't do that because you're not vatal mishus l'shus. I can't vatal to the primus. I can't vatal anything to the chitzayna. Because you're not allowed to reshus l'shus, according to this man d'yama. You're not allowed to reshus l'shus. So therefore, what they have to do is separate themselves from the outside guy. We're not part of your Erev anymore. And then, I'm avatar to the primus. So once you do that, you're not in the Erev anymore. Because you just separate yourself from the outside guys. So leser uvayu gabayu. There is no Erev anymore here. You don't have an Erev anymore. Like Rashi says, uluk shavdilu, I explained you the Ritva explanation of Rashi. Rashi has very few words. Rashi says, uluk shavdilu menachatsoina, they'll be without an Erev. So in case number one, where the Erev is in the Chitzayna, and the Pnimis forgot to make Erev, there's nothing to do. If you can't, you have a to the Pnimis, it won't help anything, because there's no Erev here. And he can't vat to the Chitzayna. So he's only vat the Pnimis, there's no Erev here, because he had to separate himself from the two. That doesn't help. Levat to the Chitzayna. Okay, so vat to the Chitzayna also. And then everything will be good. No, we said he can't do that. Ain't bitter shos mechaz lechatz. He can't do that. So therefore, if the pnimis forgets the erev when the erev is on the chitzayna, you're stuck. What about case number two, where the chitzayna, one of the chitzayna guys forgot? Hi bar chitzayna leman niftol, liftol abnei chitzayna, let him avatal to bnei chitzayna, and then he's like he's avatal to shos. He's not asking me anything here, so everything's gevaldik. So what's the problem? The problem is. Ika Pnimis, the Aser Elayahu. The Pnimis, who's walking out, is an Aser. Because his Erev got bottled when the Chitzayna forgot to make Erev. And he's Aser, so he's walking out on you. So the Teretz says he has to vatal Pnimis also, but he can't do that. Levatal Bnei Pnimis, ain't bitl shuz v'chatzal chatzal. He can't vatal shuz v'chatzal. What?
And his Erev got bottled.
Huh?
And his Erev got bottled.
Because since it was one Erev for all 10 people, 5 in this chatzal, 5 in this chatzal, one guy forgets. That shtaras the Erev. They're not all one. One guy didn't participate in the Erev, that shtaras the whole Erev. So we gotta do something, you have to bittul now. You have to bittul to all the Bnei Erev. You have to bittul to everyone. So to the Bnei Chitzayna you could do it. But the Bnei Chitzayna you can't do it. What?
I'm saying the same thing in the first case.
That what?
The Erev is bottled and can't move out of Bnei Chitzayna.
Because technically, you could have said that the Pnimis is a separate entity. You could have said, you know what, okay, I'm not part of the Erev anymore. I'm a separate entity. So Gemara only says, no problem, let's say Revai goodbye. I don't have the Erev there. Which you could have said that I'm a separate entity. The problem is, I don't have the Erev there. That's why you have to speak at Lesser Revai goodbye. Because technically, the Pnimis could have said, they don't have this regal on them, really. They could say they're separate entity. Even though we'll see that if they're one Erev, there is an idea of Jusa Regal onto the Pnimis. We'll see in a second. But they could have said that we don't want anything to do with you anymore. Yavdilu. We'll be Mavda ourselves. The bad guy can be Mavda himself. So Lesser Revayu Gabayu. So that's the first group where both, if the Pnimis forget and the Chitzayna forget, everyone is awesome. We have no Eitzah. Next case. Nosta Ruvim Pnimis. Vishachach Pnimis La Erev. You put the Erev on the inside, and one of the inside guys forgot. Stay in my surahs. Why? Hi, bar pnimis man avatal. Who's your vatal? Levatal bnei pnimis. Iko chitzoyna da osur elau. This is a chiddush, and it's moving in the Mishnah later on, that we make an Erev together, all 10 people, there's like a certain amount of drisa regal that's going back in the inside also. Since it became one Erev, it's called margila. He has a right to go into your chatzar, and he asks your chatzar. So if you don't levatal to him, he's a regular asura, because you weren't vatal to him, and he will ask your chatzah also. So the erev is a primus, leman avatal, not a primus, not a primus, lo erev, stay on surahs. Hi, my primus, leman avatal, levatal be a primus, ike chitzayna, this asur alayo, the chitzayna asks on you. So levatal be a chitzayna, so my vatal to the outer guy also. Ain't bidoshos, mechatzah chatzah. There's no bidoshos, mechatzah chatzah. So the first three cases, we have no etzah. And that, according to Abaya, you would be able to do bitul chasachat in this case, because Pnimah Sechasani could do it. But going according to Rav, he says he can't do it. There's one case Rav agrees to, and this is the fourth case. Shachach echad menachatzayin of la'ira. One of the outer guys forgot to make an Erev. The Erev, remember, is in the inside. So, Vadai Primis Muteras, the Achta Dosha, they close the door, Mishtam Shah, the Chitzain Asur, the Chitzain is Asur. Here, the Primis will be Mutter. And what's the Pshat? Pshat is like this. In the inside place, you have the Erev there, and they all made an Erev. The problem is, the Chitzain was part of an Erev, and he forgot. So, we tell the guy here, good, you were part of an Erev, and you have a right to walk into our Rishos right now. But do me a favor. We are going to close this up, and we're going to say, we never asked you to be part of Erev, you're going to mess us up. And because you forgot your Erev, you're messing us up, so we don't want anything to do with you. And therefore, we're going to say, also, you also need a bittul. Since the outer guy was part of the Erev, and he had a certain right to go into your shos, we need him to mevatel it. I would say, don't do bittul shos chatzachatza. So here, there's two reasons why you can say bittul shos chatzachatza. You need both of them. One reason is because I tell you the skune shetaficha b'lelavusi. I only ask you to participate in my area if you're going to help me out, not mess me up. That's number one. And number two is because it's a very shvacha drisa regal. It's a very light, very weak shutvis that you have in our thing to walk into us. And that's enough to make an erif. And that's why you could close up your erif. So Rashi just asked, just to make it more clear, that why don't you say, when the Ben Primus forgot his Erev, let us also say, let the Primus battle us just to the Ben Primus. Aydi Chisayna, tell the Chisayna, we don't want you here. You can't do that. Because there, the Chisayna didn't do anything wrong. So we can't kick him out. We're out the Svara of Skunish Tafikha Leila Avusi. The Chisayna didn't forget. The Primus forgot. There, I can't do that. Here, the Chisayna caused all problems. We can say, you know what? I'm nothing to do with you. I'm being mavdol from you. And he's Vata Zashos also. And therefore, that's the only case where Rava will agree, where Shmuel will agree, they can do Chatzah L'Chatzah. Now, like Tosfos speaks out, we knew that there was one case he agreed, so we knew it was this case. That's what, even though this case, Peter Abad, you don't need Bittul, but we figured out this case because we know Shmuel said there was a case they could do Bittul Chatzah L'Chatzah. We had an Amud Aleph in Shmuel's rules. There was a case we could do Bittul Chatzah L'Chatzah. So Gemara just finishes off like this. I'm not even going to read the Rava. What's the problem? My shtei masuris. Why both the pnimis and the chesayin aser? Levat ay by pnimis by pnimis. V'teisi chesayin v'teshu v'adayu. He says, why don't make a bittul to every guy? Just make a bittul to pnimis. That should be enough. We say when you have an erev, all 10 people, you have to bittul everyone, every single one. Just make an erev. Just make a bittul to one guy, to the pnimis, and you don't have to do chatzah l'chatzah. Just the pnimis. We say when the chesayin forgets, we have an etzah, but pnimis forgot. He said, let the primus be mevatel to the other primus and finished. And we don't have to worry about anything else. So Gemara says, like we spoke out. So Gemara speaks out, come on, your kashish garb liyaz doma in sarach levatel rishos cholachavacha. Your kashish, according to Rabbi Liyaz, holds you don't have to, this is Rabbi Liyaz, is the end of the second parent. They don't have to, and later on also see, they don't have to vatel cholachavacha. Ki kamino, our whole sukkah is going to Rabbanon. Doma sarach levatel cholachavacha. When you participate in an erev of 10 people, you have to vote to every single one. And we said that's a big problem because you can't vote to the chitzayna. And the only etzah is the last case where I can separate myself from them and I can then just vote to everyone in my chatzar and everything is good. And even the chitzayna's drisa regal that he has, a little bit that small drisa regal, he can vote that because we have a few svaras of the skudish shatvicha and the svara of that's a weak rishus in your chatzar.